Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we're the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question at pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302 in touch and leaving a message.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a really popular topic. We get lots of questions about this, and you may even find that you get lots of email in your spam folder about the subject. The topic is size of penis. Does size matter? How big is too big? Will I hurt my partner? Is my small penis ever going to be enough? We get so many questions about this that we didn't choose just one question to answer. We're going to tackle the topic head on and put this topic to bed once and for all. Does size matter? Of course, but not in the ways that you'd expect.
All through time, humans have had an interest and concern about penis size. Every culture has its own ideals and ideas about what makes the best penis.
That's right. When you look through art history and archaeology, you'll find that there are some cultures that eroticized small penises, like the ancient Greeks and Renaissance art. You know, you think about the statue of David's penis. Here is a sculpture of what was supposed to be the ideal man, and he's got a tiny little wiener. And in other cultures, like the ancient Romans and throughout the Middle East, there is art that depicts extremely large penises as the ideal. And so this is really a cultural question. It's not a set thing. And in our culture right now, there's a lot of emphasis on the length of penis and size being important. And men are made to feel certain hysteria over their penis not being adequate. And we think this really does a disservice to men and creates a lot of body issues and body shame that doesn't need to be there and distracts from the real issue, which is how to become a better lover, how to become more confident in your body, and how to enjoy the pleasure that's available to you. I found a little quote from the Bible about penis size, and I just wanted to read that as, you know, a demonstration of the fact that penis size has been in human conversation forever. So in the Bible, Ezekiel 23:18-20, it says, "When she carried on her whoring so openly and flaunted her nakedness, I turned in disgust from her as I had turned in disgust from her sister. Yet she increased her whoring, remembering the days of her youth when she played the whore in the lands of Egypt and lusted after her lovers there, whose members were like those of donkeys and whose issue was like that of horses." Amazing, right? And this idea of being hung like a horse has become a compliment in our culture. But really, when it comes to penis size, too big can be just as anxiety-producing as too small. We get a lot of emails from guys who want to know if their huge penis is going to hurt their partner. And the answer is yes, you can hurt your partner with big penises. We get a lot of emails from guys with small penises wondering if she'll ever be able to feel it and if he'll ever be able to please her. And again, the answer is yes, you'll be able to please your lover with the smallest dick in the world if you know how to use your hands and your mouth and your entire body as an erotic tool. So let's dive into this. No matter what size you are, you can be an amazing male lover. That's just the facts of it. And as much energy as you're putting into anxiety about your penis size is energy that you're not putting into showing up fully and confidently for your lover. So the truth of it is your own anxiety about your penis is distracting you from being the best lover you can be.
It's really similar to women's obsession about being too fat or not pretty enough. It's like this self-absorbed anxiety that gets in the way of being present to your lover, because it's not about your lover at all. It's really about your own concern about your body. So if we get more interested in connection as opposed to whether we're good enough or right enough, we'll be having better sex. And I just wanted to add one piece you were saying earlier, that if somebody has a small penis, they can become better lovers if they learn to use their hands and mouth better, which is absolutely true. But also they can learn to use their cock really well, right, and be a fabulous lover. Like, you don't just have to rely on those other skills and tools, which is really important for creating female pleasure. And we'll get into that a little more. But also you can just learn to use your cock really well.
Right. And the other piece here that is often not talked about in a conversation about size is vaginal size. You know, just like there's a huge range of penis size, there's a range of vaginal size. And when I'm talking about the vagina, I'm talking about the vagina, not the vulva. Vulva is the external parts of the female anatomy, the clitoris, the labia. The vagina is just that internal canal leading up to the cervix, which is the entrance to the uterus. And that internal opening of the vagina can really range in size. And so as much as it's important to be aware of your own size, it's important to be aware of your partner's size. And there's no correlation between vaginal size and a female body type. We get a lot of emails that say, I'm dating this really petite woman and I have a big cock. Am I going to hurt her? Or should I look for girls with bigger, wider hips and curvier bodies? Maybe they'll have a bigger vagina. And there's no correlation there, just like there's no correlation between male body type and their penis size. The biggest penises I've seen have been on skinny, lanky dudes. But there's no correlation. There's no way to predict. And so with every new lover, it becomes a game to figure out how you fit together.
Right. And it's not just about length. There's also a difference in girth. And that can really affect how penetration feels.
And the other factor is curvature. Some penises are straight as rods. Others curve up towards the belly button. Others curve to the left or to the right. And others curve downwards. And so all of these factors come into play when you're thinking about how you fit together with your lover in different kinds of penetration, how to pleasure one another, and how to give yourself the most pleasure. And there's no one right answer here. A lot of people are like, well, what's the ideal penis? Tell me the best penis you've ever seen. And, you know, just like humans have so many different kinds of noses and different kinds of lips, all of our genitals look different, but they all have the same function and serve the same purpose and are equally capable of experiencing pleasure. And so, of course, we here at Pleasure Mechanics really want to focus the conversation on maximizing the pleasure potential of each body rather than comparing our bodies to this idealized norm that doesn't really even exist.
Yeah, we just really want to make the point that every penis is perfect. Your penis is perfect. And there, we get emails from people who have curved penises that really want to find out if they should straighten them. And you really don't need to do that. The curve can allow for stimulating different parts of the vaginal canal that can create great pleasure for women. You can use it to your advantage and find positions that really try and get nearer to the G-spot, if you can be creative with that. It's perfect. Just learn to work with your body and create as much pleasure as you can for yourself and for your lover, and have fun with it.
One thing I've taken to doing is when men write me these emails about, is their penis perfect, is I send them to a sex toy company online, like Toys and Babeland or Good Vibrations, and point out that dildos come in a huge range of sizes, from like 3 or 4 inches to 12 to 16 inches. They come in a different range of girths. They come in different curvatures. And all of those toys exist because women like the variety, and each different woman prefers a different thing. So if all women wanted the same penis, there would be one or two models of dildos on the market. And that's just not the case. There are hundreds of varieties of dildos, and different women prefer different things. So take that into account and really just try to build your own confidence about your body. Use what God gave you, as they say, and start to develop the skills to not only experience more pleasure yourself, but give your lover more pleasure.
I really love that point about the sex toys, because people are paying money for their ideal penetration,
right?
And they're purchasing often smaller options, especially to begin with. Some people are really a size queens, but it's a smaller amount than I think men's imagination
Right. If you ask any sex toy company, they'll say their best sellers are in the 4 to 6 inch range. And as it turns out, that's about average. You know, statistics around penis size are hard to come by because most of it is self-reported and most men inflate their numbers out of shame. But the best studies show us that the average erect penis is 4 to 6 inches.
Erect.
Erect. That's it. You know, and so some men have these 12, 13, 14 inch penises, and as it turns out, that's what you'll see more often in porn. And so men start comparing themselves to the outliers, and that is never helpful. That's just like women comparing themselves to these huge-breasted women in porn. And porn does a disservice to all of us when it presents these extreme body types as the norm. Take that in, the average penis size, 4 to 6 inches erect, and, you know, go from there. And the only real medical condition that the medical industry looks at is the micropenis, which is 7 centimeters or 2.75 inches or less fully erect. So if you have a micropenis, then you might want to seek medical assistance with that, but really, most people are totally within the average range and are totally capable of experiencing the full range of pleasure with their perfect penis, as we will now call it. Another little fun anatomy fact is that the human penis is both longer and thicker than the penis of any other primate. And this is both in absolute terms and relative to body size. So humans are well endowed any way you look at it. And, you know, that's just a fun thing to keep in mind, that no matter what your penis size, you are way more endowed than any great ape on the planet. So you can have wild monkey sex with your fabulous human penis.
I don't know if the general public knows that you have a penis tattooed on your back. Is this a moment you want to tell them that?
I do. It's true. This is Chris of Pleasure Mechanics, and I will confess that I have both a penis, a vulva, and 2 anuses tattooed on my back. These are huge shoulder tattoos. I'll post a picture on the website if you want to check them out. But they're abstracted. They're not, you know, a big schlong. They're abstracted black and white tattoos that I got out of my commitment to the human pelvic anatomy. I think human genitals and the human pelvic floor is one of the masterpieces of nature. It's such a beautiful synthesis of muscles and nerves and erectile tissue, and the way they can come together is really magical. So I guess it was about 6 years ago that I got these tattoos out of my commitment to the beauty and power of the human genitals. And I love, you know, when I go for a swim in a public pool or I'm on the beach, so many people will come up to me and say, what's your tattoo? That's so cool. What is that? And I say, well, what do you think it is? And they say, is it jellyfish? Or, you know, is it a tribal tattoo? Or, you know, my little nephew suggested that they were octopuses. But normally I'll just tell people, you know, it's a art based on the pelvic floor muscles. And then sometimes I have to explain what the pelvic floor muscles even are. But yes, I have a penis tattoo because I totally worship human anatomy and especially our genital anatomy. And this is really important to me, actually, because so many people deal with so much shame about their genitals because we have this legacy about shaming genitals. And frankly, it applies to men and women equally. And the way we talk about male genitals pisses me off. So many people think it's okay to make dick jokes. You know, the idea of being an asshole is such a negative thing. We'll call people cocksuckers.
Dickhead.
Yeah, and we use the genitals as terms of offense to one another and as, you know, putting one another down rather than celebrating our genitals as the most beautiful things on earth. So I think it's time that we reclaim our genitals and stop the madness of so much cultural anxiety and shame about genitals. And this totally plays out in the conversation about size. I think it's one of the ways we keep men less sexually powerful, and we emasculate men by making them feel anxious about their penis and that their penis is never enough. And we're here to tell you that your penis is fabulous and perfect and can give you so much pleasure and can give your partner so much pleasure if you use it well.
Amen.
Got me all riled up there, Charlotte. So let's talk for a minute about how to maximize what you've got. Because there are people that seek out surgeries for penis enhancement. They buy all sorts of weights and pumps to make their penis bigger. And we think that's all bullshit. You don't need to spend any money to get more out of your penis. You just need to learn how to use what your creator gave you. So let's dive into that a bit.
So it's important to remember that 2/3 of your penis is actually inside your body. So your penis is actually enormous. The root of the penis extends deep inside the body. You can access the root of the penis a couple of different ways. You can apply pressure to the perineum, which is the area between the penis and the anus, or you can access the root of the penis through anal penetration, which is part of the reason that any kind of prostate play and anal play feels really good, because you're accessing all of your sexual system.
Yeah, a lot of guys say that when they start tapping into the root of their penis, either through external touch in the perineum area or through anal penetration, that they feel like their cock has doubled in size. And it's no surprise, because you're actually stimulating all of your penis, the external part and the internal part. And the internal root of the penis has nerve endings, it has erectile tissue, it's part of your cock. And so a lot of guys go through life only touching half of their penis if they stay on the external part of it. So this is one reason we're really big promoters of anal play for men. And you can check out our video guide to prostate massage to make it as pleasurable and painless as possible to start exploring your prostate and your internal root of the penis. But it's amazing when guys discover that they have half of a penis that they never even knew was there, let alone felt stimulated all at once and felt the full length of their manhood activated.
Deep inside them.
And it's no joke. And you don't have to go internal to stimulate the root of the penis. If you start digging into the perineum area with some deep pressure, and we also cover that in our video guides, you can actually feel the root of the penis extend way back, and you can start externally stimulating it, which can be a great first step to start tapping into the pleasurable potential of your internal penis.
Right. And some of those strokes are also included in our hand job guide.
Right. We think it's so important that we put that both on the guide to prostate massage and on the guide to hand jobs, because we think that stimulating the root of the penis should be part of how we pleasure men in general.
And perineal massage is a great way to relax pelvic tension and decrease chronic constriction in the pelvis. Constriction in the pelvis reduces the effectiveness of your erection. So when you begin to bring more blood flow to the area, you allow your erections to be bigger, to feel better, and be more powerful. So reducing the constriction in your pelvis is a really important thing to do if you want to get the most out of your penis. It can help make the penis be a bit bigger, depending on how much constriction you have. And because we all sit so much in this culture, we end up having so much constriction in our pelvis. So
yes, perineal, we are a tight-assed culture.
Yes. But so perineal massage is a great way to begin reducing that constriction.
Right. And one of the emails I have received over and over again is the mystery of the disappearing penis. A lot of guys will say, help, I'm in my 50s or 60s and my penis is getting smaller. Usually what's happening there is they're developing so much chronic tension in the pelvis that the pelvic muscles are actually binding up the penis and the erectile tissue and allowing less and less of it to emerge from the body. So tension can actually consume your penis from the inside out, I want to say. But it's a really real thing. And it's actually, you know, a health concern. You need fresh blood flow to get to your tissues to maintain health. And so relaxing chronic constriction in the pelvis is an essential step for sexual health and pleasure. And one of the best ways to do that is not only through perineal massage, but through butt massage. And this is another thing you'll hear us talk about again and again, because we're huge fans of butt massage. It feels amazing, and it has so many health benefits of creating a better blood flow throughout the whole pelvis and to the genitals. So if you really want to tap into relaxing pelvic constriction and maximizing the blood flow to your erections, check out the Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Butt Massage video. There are some really easy techniques that are super effective, and once you learn it, it'll just become part of how you touch your lover and prepare your body for lovemaking. But you will find that as much as you can relax the pelvic constriction, your penis will get bigger. And this might not be hugely noticeable. You're not going to gain 6 inches, but you might gain an inch, because you'll get more blood flow, which means the erectile tissues can work better, and the relaxation of the muscles will allow more of the penis to emerge from the body during your erections.
We also get a lot of questions from people wondering what we recommend around stretching their penis and using weights. We don't recommend anything in that department.
Yeah, you're more likely going to damage ligaments and damage the tendons and the tissues of your penis than you are going to get any long-term growth of your penis size. And you can use weights to exercise your pelvic muscles, but not to stretch out the penis. And so the difference there is, try starting by just draping a towel over your penis and then doing clenches of the pelvic muscles and see if you can bob your penis up and down with that additional weight. And then you can graduate to a wet towel draped over your penis. But anything beyond that, when you start dangling big heavy weights off of your penis, you're risking damage to the tissues, and we just can't recommend that as a practice. You know, there's a lot of money in sexual anxiety and fear. And all of these spam emails we get of grow your penis size tonight and gain 3 inches to become the mega lover, rah, like all of those things are designed to get your money. They're not designed to help you. And we really believe that the body you are born with, the body that is yours, can be optimized, and you can maximize your experience of pleasure without spending money on these elaborate equipment that, you know, they're not regulated. There's no oversight. No medical doctor is doing research into the benefits of penis pumps. And it's really kind of a snake oil game of people trying to sell you things based on your own shame about your body. And we say, just say no to that. Tap into your body's true pleasure potential by touch and exercise and loving on your body, and see what more you can unleash. Because so many of us do not tap into our full potential of pleasure that is available to us already. And so until we're really exploring the full range of what's possible for us, then who are we to start buying expensive devices that will give us shortcuts, right? So we don't recommend stretching and weights and pumps. We say dump that shit in your spam folder and just start getting in touch with the body you have.
So what it really comes down to is confidence in enjoying what you have. And again, remember that most women experience orgasm and sexual pleasure from stimulation to their clitoris, mostly from hands and or oral sex. And making sure that women have 1 or 2 orgasms or get really, really close before penetration is going to make sex feel way better if you have a small penis or a big penis. Because if you have a big penis, you really need to warm her up fully, or else sex is going to feel painful. And if you have a small penis, you want her to be fully stimulated so she can feel every inch of you. We were saying earlier, there are a few people that really are size queens, that really want a lot of size in them, or they want to feel a sense of fullness. Another way that you can work with that, some women report that using butt plugs while having sex makes them feel that sense of fullness that is really pleasurable. No matter if you have a small penis or a large penis, that can be something that you explore anyway.
Another tip for the small penis guys out there, and we say small, we mean on the smaller range of normal, right? Another tip is that you can actually use a penis sleeve during penetration. And so penis sleeves are sold as masturbation devices, and they're usually silicone sleeves that you can masturbate into. And some guys report that you can actually put one of these sleeves on, put a condom over it to smooth it out, and then penetrate your lover. And so your penis is getting pleasured by the sleeve and moving inside of it. She's feeling the additional size, and both of you can be happy. That's kind of an out there suggestion, but it's maybe worth trying. You can also use a strap-on as a man. Dykes, lesbians, use strap-ons all the time to penetrate one another, and some men can really get into wearing a strap-on, and then the woman can choose her size, and you can experience fucking her, and she gets the exact size she wants. And that can actually be a tip for men on both ends of the spectrum. You know, if you have a 14-inch cock and she just can't take it, you might want to strap on a 6-incher and really give it to her good. If you have a 4-inch penis and you're with a size queen, then you can have a 14-inch dildo in your bedroom drawer and play with that to give her that full range of penetration. And so a lot of this comes from taking out the ego of thinking that you have to be all things at all times, and that, you know, the penetration intercourse is the ultimate sex act that is going to be the make it or break it moment of your relationship. Sexual pleasure is much, much more than penis to vagina intercourse. And as Charlotte said, most women do not experience orgasm from intercourse, but rather through clitoral stimulation. And so your sense of manhood and your sense of being a fabulous lover does not need to be dependent on having the perfect cock by some fake cultural norm. We're here to say that you have the perfect penis for you, and you can learn to use not only your penis, but your mouth and your hands and your entire body to experience more pleasure and give more pleasure to your lovers.
If you want any more tips on how to make sure you are a fabulous lover with your hands or your mouth, remember we have our Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Cunnilingus, which is an ebook that you can get on Amazon, or our Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Fingering, which you can buy as a download on our website or as a DVD on Amazon.
And we've covered a lot today, but we're sure that you have more questions about your penis or other sexually related questions you want answered. So come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and submit a question to be answered on future episodes of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Go to the Ask Us Anything page on pleasuremechanics.com or call us at 302-IN-TOUCH and leave a voicemail message. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find all of the video guides and ebooks we mentioned on this podcast. And as a Speaking of Sex listener, we'd like to offer you 20% off any of the download-to-own videos. Simply use promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout for 20% off your order.
You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.